Hi, I'm Nancy Stagnita, instructor of flute at Interlochen Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nancy Stagnita. We'll meet Nancy again in a minute. Good morning, Kids Commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week on IPR's Kids Commute. It is Flute Week this week, and we'll have a flute-related quizlet coming up for you later in the show.
I'm so excited to introduce to all of you Kids Commuters a great friend of ours, hopefully a new friend for you, instructor of flute here at Interlochen Arts Academy, Nancy Stagnita. Nancy, thanks for coming.
Hi, Kate. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
So it's Flute Week, Nancy.
Isn't every week Flute Week?
It is for you.
Yes, it is. It's true.
Tell us how you became a flutist. When did you first meet the flute?
Oh, I first met the flute when I was in the fourth grade. I was 8 years old, and I was already studying piano for a few years, but there was something about the flute that had stuck in my ear because my elementary school music teacher was a fine flutist himself, and his sound really stuck in my mind. When I was asked, "What are you going to play?" somehow I knew it was going to be the flute.
Really?
Yeah.
And then when you felt it, what happened?
I can still remember that feeling of opening the case, even, and looking at it. And for whatever reason, when I first picked it up, the sound came fairly easily to me. There are other things I had to work on really hard, but that was a natural thing, and I just had a really hard time putting it down. And in fact, my sister and I would go together for our piano lessons. My sister would go first, and I would always go to the piano teacher's laundry room and practice my flute, which I'm sure was probably kind of annoying during the piano lesson. And I loved the piano, but the flute really became my first and true love.
If you were going to sell me on the flute...
Okay.
Why should I choose the flute?
The flute, to me, has such an incredibly gorgeous sound. I know many other instrumentalists would also say the same thing, but I think the flute is so close to the human voice in so many ways. It has such a range of color and expression, and there's just a certain beauty to it.
So Nancy's going to be performing a lot of the music that we hear this week. Let's talk about It's Flute Monday. Oh, and this is Susan Snyder playing the piano, everybody. What are we going to hear today?
I think we're going to start with a piece by Gabriel Fauré, who's a beautiful French composer, a piece called Morceau de Concours, which translates to Piece of Competition, which is not a very elegant or poetic title for such a beautiful little gem of a piece. But it was written on Bastille Day, which is July 14th in the year 1898. Lovely piece for flute and piano. Thank you.
That's Nancy Stagnita playing music of Gabriel Fauré, a competition piece for the flute that shows both technical skill and soul. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right, kids commuters, every week we give you a Quizlet where we ask you a specific question. We give you all week to answer it. We'll give you some hints later in the week, but today we'll ask the question for you straight. Nancy Stagnita and I are asking you this week to identify this instrument. What is this instrument? If you know, send it in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Nancy and I will see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.